You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
Over the past few weeks, we've been working through the question, what is worship? And what we've seen over the last 3 weeks, what we'll see today and what we'll see next week as we close out this service is that worship is primarily not about what I do. It's primarily not about what you do, but worship is about what God does. That in worship, God gives. And we receive, and then we respond. We respond in worship. We respond with praise. We respond in prayer. And we respond through the living and the sharing of God's Word. God's Word is a gift that He gives to us. We see the Bibles that are on the altar that will be given to other students, Bibles that have gone out this weekend to different students. That is a gift that God gives. It's the words of men that men wrote that are breathed out by God. Timothy tells us that all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for doing things, for working, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. And then it goes on a little bit further to say that God's Word is what equips us to do good works. These Bibles are a beautiful gift from God. His Word for us is a beautiful gift from God. And when we place these Bibles into the hands of these third graders that we've placed them in this week, what's beautiful is that as we put these words into their hand, that all of a sudden they can completely understand everything that God has ever written. Isn't that fantastic? Oh, it doesn't work that way? No, even as adults, we need help understanding and putting God's Word into practice. God's Word is a gift, and that's actually multiple gifts. It is His Word that is written down, right? It is written by men, but is breathed out by the Holy Spirit. And so we have the words of God that were written for people thousands of years ago in a specific time to a specific people, and it's still words that are written for you and for me today. And so it's a beautiful gift that we get His words for us. But God's Word is also preached. It's taught, it's explained, which is a gift, so that we can better understand what God would have us do with His Word, better understand what it means when these phrases are written in there. And God's Word is living and active through His sacraments. Last night, little Milena was brought to the waters of baptism, and there was nothing extraordinarily special about what Gino and Tara were doing. They were bringing Milena up. There was nothing special about what Milena did. Actually, she worked hard to try and push my hand away while I was baptizing her. There's nothing special about her in that moment. There's nothing special about me. As I got to place those waters over her head, there's nothing special about the water that's in the baptismal font. But when the water is combined with God's Word, all of a sudden it's incredibly special. Because God's Word is not just a collection of stories from thousands of years ago, but God's Word is living and active. It's living and active for you today as you hear it and as you see it at work. But we need help. We need help to understand it. We need help to figure out what is it saying for me today. And so preaching the explanation of God's Word is a gift from God. Now, to be clear, what I'm not saying there is a boastful way of saying that I am God's gift to you here at Trinity. But the preaching and the teaching is a gift that God gives to His people, because through it, we are drawn near to Jesus. We're better able to hear His Word and understand His Word and then to put it into practice. When God's true and loving Word is preached clearly, Jesus himself is speaking to you. He's speaking to his church. And God's word works. It does what he says it will do. In Isaiah, God says that my word will not return empty. It will accomplish what I want it to do. So God's word works, but we don't always listen to it well. Or we don't always respond to it in the way that God wants us to respond. Or we don't always share it with others who need to hear it. Sometimes as we gather in worship and as Pastor Gerber or Pastor Rathke get up to preach, we know, oh good, that's the time where I can write out my to-do list for the rest of the day. Or that's the time where I can write out my grocery list so that I can do something productive when I leave. Or, man, that's a great time to take a nap because I didn't sleep well last night. Right? But that's not what this time is for. This time is to hear God's word come close to our hearts that we might know what he's calling us to do. But the beauty of God's word is that it's not centered on what I do. It's not centered on what you do. And so even when we're inattentive, even when we don't live it out well, even when we don't share it well, the center of God's word is not based on how well I live it out. The center of God's word is Jesus himself. God's word is always bringing us back to the cross where Jesus died for you. It's always bringing us back to the empty tomb where your hope is secured. God canceled the record of debt that stood against you with its legal demands. God frees you. He cancels your debt. And so in a little bit when I get up here, and I don't always do it exactly the way the hymnal would, but in a little bit we're going to have a time where we confess our sins, and then I stand up here, and if I were to use the words that are written in the hymnal, I would say to you, Almighty God in his mercy has given his son Jesus Christ to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all of your sins. And as a called and ordained servant of the word, and by his authority, or in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a really cool thing when we do private confession absolution. I will say those words, and then right after that, I will ask the individual the question, do you believe that forgiveness is not my forgiveness, but it's the forgiveness of Jesus? That those words are not my words, but that those are the words of Jesus, and the person says, yes, I believe. When I stand up there and tell you that your sins are forgiven, it's not me that's saying it. It is Jesus who is speaking. And because it is Jesus who is speaking through me, he is doing it at that moment. He is actively forgiving your sins because his word works. And his word is powerful. His word frees you to be doers then of his word and not hearers only. Because information alone doesn't lead to growth and change, but information that's reflected on and put into practice is much more likely to lead to growth and change. And so what does it look like to be doers of his word? What does it look like to reflect on his word and then put it into practice? Well, maybe as you're hearing a sermon or as you're at home reading your Bible or as you're in your classrooms or as you're in a Bible study or in a small group, you get done reading his word and talking through it and you ask, well, what's one thing that God said to me today? And then you reflect on that. Or what's one thing that God is calling me to do tomorrow? And you practice it. You put it into practice. How is God encouraging me? How is he challenging me? How is he calling out my sin that I might turn from it and repent? We're called to be doers of his word and sharers of his word. To share what God has done in our lives. And sometimes we look up and go, wow, those were some really awesome people who stood up in front here. I'm glad that we pay them to be the sharers of the word and I can go do whatever I want and I don't have to worry about it. But notice, God gave apostles and prophets and evangelists and shepherds and teachers, doesn't say to do all of the work of ministry, but to equip you, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. In God's kingdom, you matter. And not only do you matter, but your story matters. Jesus had healed a man, and then and that man wanted to go with him, but Jesus didn't permit him, but said to him instead, go home and tell your friends, go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. So Jesus tells us to do as well, to go and tell those that are in our circles and those that are outside our circles how much Jesus has done for you. Sometimes that's scary because we think, well, I might not have all the historical data correct about the history of the church, or I might not know all of the doctrine contained in the Book of Concord, or I might not have read every single word in the Bible, and so how can I be one to share the good news of Jesus? Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. People can argue about history of the church. People can argue about doctrines. But people can't argue with you about your story. People cannot argue with you about what Jesus has done in your life, because it's your life and he's done it. And so as you share it, you get to share your story. Again, I love that we get to bring our staff forward and dedicate them for the work that God is calling them to do. I love that in a little bit, at the end of the service, we're going to have a back-to-school blessing for all of those students and teachers who are going to be in some form of education in the next year to send them with God's blessing. I love that we get to give Bibles to our students and to our church members, our family members, that we get to see the Word of God living and active in individual callings. And that same Word, if you didn't participate in any of that today, that same Word that's active in there, in their lives and in those moments, that same Word is active in your life as well. The same Spirit who speaks through these words is speaking to you as well. God gives. He gives His Word for you. The Word in the Bible, the actual words of the Spirit written down by men thousands of years ago. He gives His Word preached, proclaimed, explained, and taught. And He gives His Word through the sacraments, through the waters of baptism, and through His body and His blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. So God gives all of these gifts. We receive them. And then we respond. We receive them with attentive ears and open hearts. We respond with that one thing that God is calling us to do that week, that baby step that we take, and then we share it. We tell what Jesus has done for us, what Jesus has done for you. And then we go. We go in confidence, knowing that Spirit is alive in us today, that the power that is in His Word is in you. And so may you go with the confidence that allows you to receive the gifts that He gives to us in His Word and respond by being doers and sharers of His Word. Amen?